Well, we had a meeting last weekend with our committee and voted unanimously to postpone for this year. We just didn't think we could offer a safe scenario for the community or for vendors and visitors.
When you look at the craft show, it's generally the first weekend of October, which is 8 months off. What made you make the decision now this far in advance? Was there a big factor, Jennifer?
Well, believe it or not, March is one of the busiest months for the festival. We have to let our vendors know of their acceptance in March, and we have to start organizing volunteers and advertising and rental space and all that. So it really is an important month, and we wanted to nip it in the bud, I guess.
And it's a very popular event for sure. And can you give us an idea of what kind of things usually are found at the Harvest Craft Festival?
Oh, there's lots of one-of-a-kind articles. There's woodworking and ladies' fashions, children's fashions, home decor, all sorts of Canadian handcrafted products.
The reputation for the show is terrific, and I know I've been caught in your lineups because usually it coincides with the cross-country meet. So it's a busy place in Meaford on that particular Saturday and weekend. What was the reaction last year to being absent, and have you felt reaction now that the word is starting to leak out this year, Jennifer?
Well, I have to say we've had super support from our vendors and from the municipality. I've had lots of emails this week from vendors that we've contacted to let them know that we've canceled, and they totally understand. I think some of them expected to hear it, but they were hopeful.
Well,
and the municipality has been great. We've got support from the Curling Club and Arena and from our local council. It's just been awesome.
So you're planning to make a comeback in 2022?
Bigger and better in October of 2022, for sure.
Okay, and you're going to let us know when you get the balls rolling, right, Jennifer?
For sure, weekend before Thanksgiving, every year.
Sounds great. Jennifer, we're sorry about the news, but we thank you for sharing it with us this morning.
Well, thanks for calling.